With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the Supreme Court has delivered the presidency a giant win by limiting the power of judges to block executive orders. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president hailed the court's 6-3 ruling.
The Supreme Court has delivered a monumental victory for the Constitution, the separation of powers, and the rule of law.
He thanked the Supreme Court's conservative justices and said his administration will try to advance restrictions on birthright citizenship and other policies that had been blocked by district courts. Meanwhile, liberal justices warned that the decision is nothing less than an open invitation for the government to bypass the Constitution. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In another ruling today, the High Court says parents in Maryland who have religious objections can pull their kids from public school lessons using LGBT storybooks. Justices reversed lower court rulings in favor of the Montgomery County school system in suburban Washington. A foreign policy expert says despite recent victories, both the U.S. and Israel will keep up the pressure against Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Former Senator Jim Talent says for President Trump, that means applying new pressure for Iran to drop all ambitions of a nuclear program.
He's going to up his demands is what he's going to do because he's a good negotiator. He's a stronger position than he was in just a couple of weeks ago.
And Talent says Israel is in an even stronger position now to recruit new supporters inside Iran.
I mean, people they can give some money to and then get information from and spear it out of the country.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Former Secretary of the Senate Kelly Johnston says it's unlikely the big beautiful bill will make it to the president's desk by July 4th. He said there's a lot of obstacles. This is SRN News. Well, a changing of the guard at the Merchant Marine Academy.
Superintendent Vice Admiral Joanna Noonan has stepped down along with Deputy Superintendent Rear Admiral David Wolf. Noonan sparked controversy during her administration by commissioning an LGBT mural on campus and allowing cadets to wear rainbow badges on their uniforms. She also removed a large painting of Christ from the Academy's administrative building where it had been on display since World War II. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates celebrating another friendly ruling from the Supreme Court. Thursday's decision will allow states to cut off Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood if they wish to. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the country, with the ever-growing profits, and pro-life advocates say there's no doubt about it. Planned Parenthood hardly needs taxpayer money. This is SRN News. A windfall comes to the American-based aid group representing in Gaza. The latest from Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The U.S. State Department has announced it will provide $30 million in funding to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a newly formed aid group operating in the war-devastated Gaza Strip in response to Hamas looting and theft of aid deliveries. The move marks the first direct financial support from Washington for the group, which is managed by the American contractors and works closely with the Israeli military. Describing GHF as the latest iteration of President Trump's and Secretary Rubio's pursuit of peace in the region, a State Department spokesman called on other nations to contribute. GHF claims it delivered more than 46 million meals through protected Hamas-proof sites. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.